Well, let us go before the Lord in prayer this morning so that we can get this call started. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your wondrous glories. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy toward us. We thank you for this call and each and every one that has joined us on the call. And we thank you for Artists International, the company that has brought us all together, the glue that binds us all. God, we thank you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you for every wonderful thing that you have done and are doing in our lives. We thank you for just being you, God, just being your, just a wonderful God that loves us enough that you would give us a, give your life for us. God, we ask you to bless and anoint this call, anoint the speaker. God, speak through them and decrease them and increase your word through them. Let us all receive that word with our ears and let us live it in our hearts and go out and be those ministers in the marketplace that you have called us to be. God, I thank you, and I thank you for your traveling mercies for us this morning and last night that you brought us over the highway safely. And we ask you that you return us safely in your name, Jesus. I thank you, I bless you, and I praise your name. Family, I'd like to turn this call over to our host. Thank you for joining us this morning. This is Jackie Henderson from Indianapolis, Indiana, currently standing in the Atlantic Ocean in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. So you guys pray for us and pray for our safe return. God bless you. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Jackie. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, Minister Brenda. Take it away.
Amen, amen. I tell you, I know how it feels being in that Atlantic Ocean. Enjoy yourself, I tell you, you and your family. And we give God praise for you for seating and greeting everyone as you stood out there in the Atlantic Ocean. And just seeing God's glory being seen all around you, we thank you for the prayer that you lift up before the Lord for each and every one of us. And this is Brenda Terrell here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. And I, along with Minister Jackie Henderson, just say welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call, which we call our telecommunication sanctuary. We're so excited that you have joined us this morning. And here it is, a wonderful, wonderful Friday morning. And Minister Jackie was out there on the ocean, and I walked 7 miles this morning. So we thank God for waking us up and getting our day started in such a miraculous way. And now, if this is your first time joining us here on the Master's Call, we're so grateful that to say that this call started back in October 2010 with two wonderful, I tell you, they are dynamic, anointed and appointed women of God, and they are none other than our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we also call our Mother Eagle. Now, these two women here, you know, it's such a blessing to hear them join, chime in at the same time. You see, God is still in tune in what he's doing here on the Master's Call. Now, this call was established on the scripture, Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we also have a mission statement that we stand on, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And even though we may stand in the ocean, we may walk along the Gulf side, we may do many things, but I tell you, it's nothing like coming here on the Master's Call, getting a word from the Lord, and congregating with people around the country to be blessed by God himself. Now, with that being said, we encourage you to invite your family and your friends and your coworkers to tell them this is a wonderful way to start their day. We also encourage you to go to our website, which is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And all messages have been archived on that site, as well as the bios of our speakers. You'll also notice that this year, and here I just can't believe it, we're speaking about it this morning, we're in the second half of 2016, but yet we're still standing on this theme. And it says, in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful ministry as a greeter such as Minister Jackie did so gloriously out there in the ocean, or you may want to be a host, which is what I'm doing right now, or you might even have a word from on high, we definitely want to hear it. Send that those requests and information to info@themasterscall.net. Now, you also can send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports. But guess what? Today is Friday, so we have a second portion of this call. So the second half of this call, you can verbally give out your prayer requests and your praise reports. We definitely want to pray with you and rejoice with you. Now, many of us are blessed to be a part of this phenomenal company, which is Health and Wellness, and it's nothing like helping people get healthy and helping people get well. So this company does so with their wonderful products, and it's Artist International, and we're under the umbrella of Artist Life. Now, with that being said, this company has been established for over 26 years, and we are so excited that what the testimonies that we have day after day with what these products are doing for individuals around the country as well as around the world. Now, we also have a new morning motivational call that comes up right after this call, and that number is 641-715-3865. It was established and originated by our very own Platinum President, Dorothy Cook, who we call the Godmother, and now she's passing over to a team of leaders who give us great information, vital information on what we can do, as well as testimonies that you can hear of what these products are doing for each and every person that's usually on the call. That number again is 641-715-3865. The PIN is 539-598#. Now, I'm not going to prolong the time because we are all ready to hear from a word from the Lord. Now, this woman of God stands on a great scripture, and it is, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you," according to Matthew 6:33. She's a devoted servant of God, a daughter, a sister, a proud auntie who loves to pray, loves to teach, and loves to share the love of God with so many people around her. She also was a prayer general at one time here on the Master's Call, did a phenomenal job. She is also an artist distributor. She is living a testimony that can live as living a victorious life in Christ Jesus, no matter what has happened and what will happen. She shows the glory of God through her entire life. She can be all that God said she can be. She stands on that because there is nothing impossible to them that believe. Minister Robin B. Wilson is who we're talking about, shares with all she meets that there is nothing too difficult for God. And when you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, definitely you'll see that all these things will be added unto you. And he will give you the desires of your heart. She is an ordained and licensed minister. She's an elder at Faith Fellowship Ministries World Outreach Center in New Jersey, serving in various capacities and leadership roles. She is a Bible teacher, businesswoman, and a health and wellness consultant. Her mission is to inspire, empower, mentor, teach, and equip young adults, which we hear constantly that so many young lives are giving their lives to the Lord because of the ministry she does. And women that she teaches, she helps them to live a victorious life in Christ Jesus. She's committed to winning the lost, teaching the word, and disciplining the believers. I introduce to some, present to others, none other than our very own Minister Robin B. Wilson from New Jersey. Are you there, Minister Robin?
I am here, Minister Brenda. Thank you so much. Next time,
God
don't
bless
read
you.
All of that. Praise God.
That's all right. It was worth it. God bless you. Take it away.
Oh, thank you. I love you dearly, and you are doing an awesome, awesome job, victorious woman of God. Good morning, family. Thank you so much, Dr. PK. It's so good to hear your voice. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa. It's good to hear your voice. And my TMC family, I love you, I love you, I love you. And it truly is a blessing to be part of this family. Well, I'm not going to take too much time. I'm just coming to share with you. As I always say to you, God teaches me before I can go and share with anyone else. So one of the things that I've been sharing with some of our young people because of our Father who is the great I Am, and I want to thank him first and foremost, because if it wasn't for you, Father, having your trust in me to be able to impart a word to your people, I wouldn't even be here. So I thank you, I honor you, I glorify you, I give you all the praise and the honor in the mighty name of your Son, my Lord, my Savior, Jesus. And the title, family, is Don't Worry, God is in Charge. Again, don't worry, God is in charge. There are so many things that are going on in the world, so many things that are going on right now during the election campaign, so many things that are going on with terrorists, going on in your life, going on with our business. But you know what? Don't even worry about it because God is in charge. None of this took him by surprise. He knew before the foundation of the world. He knew what was going to happen. It's going to be according to his plan and his purpose. So don't worry at all. And the scripture that we're going to, I'm going to read to you, and then you go ahead and spend time in it because I will not be able to cover everything today, but it's found in Matthew 6. Verses 25 through 34, and this is the NIV version, so I'm going to read it to you quickly. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or stow away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow, and is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, us, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? And I'm going to add, what's going to happen to our business? What's going to happen to our family? What's going to happen in this campaign? And then God says, for the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So we're not going to worry. We're going to give it to the Lord. We're going to trust him because we know God is in charge. Worry is bad. Worry is ugly. Worry gives anxiety. Worry causes us to be uneasy, unsettled. Worry allows your mind to dwell on the troubles, to dwell and doubt the difficult things that may be going on around you. Worry causes you to be anxious. It causes you to agonize. It causes you not to be able to sleep. Been there, did that, set free, glory to God. It causes you to overthink. It causes you to have pain. It causes you to be brooding. Again, lose sleep. It causes you to be all worked up. It causes stress in your life. It causes you to be angry. It will torment you. It will divide your mind. I was listening to Joyce Myers when I was going through my challenges, and thank God I have arisen. Thank God I have been healed. Thank God I have been restored, and I'm not going to worry no more. I'm going to let God be in charge. So, saints, we're not going to worry. And Joyce Meyer said, when we worry, we torment ourselves. You know what? We're doing the devil's job for him. Worry is caused by not trusting God to take care of whatever that situation may be in your life. So, you know what? We trust God. We're not going to do the enemy's job. We're not going to worry. We're going to trust our Lord because we know he has a plan for each and every single one of you under the sound of my voice. He has a plan for your family, for your business. He has a plan, and it's a great plan. And you know he tells us that over and over and over again in Jeremiah 29, verses 11. So go ahead and go to him and say, Lord, what is that plan? If I got off track, if I missed it, if I was lazy, if I procrastinated, if I don't even know what happened, but something happened, I know you got a plan. Show me what the plan is, Lord. Give me a dream, Lord. Bring it back to my remembrance, Lord. You gave me the best teacher, Lord, the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, you said you'll never leave me. You said you'll never forsake me. You told me that you would be here forever. So show me what that plan is because I know I belong to you. I know, Lord God, you said you have a plan. So in Psalms 55:22, he told us to cast our cares on him. And the Lord, he will sustain you, TMC family. He will sustain you, TMC family. He will, he will, he will. So never let the righteous be shaken. So we don't have to be shaken. We don't have to be concerned about what's going on. Let's just give it to him. Let's praise him knowing that it is going to be well. It is going to be well. And you know, when we worry, it causes us to lose focus. When you're worrying, you're not praying. And we know that we need to be praying. When you're worrying, you lose clarity. When you're worrying, you know what? It can cause diseases. It can cause serious health issues. It can cause stress. It causes high blood pressure. It causes heart health issues. It causes your immune system not to be strong to fight off diseases. It may cause you to decline. It will give you headaches. It can affect your thyroid, your adrenaline, things malfunction in your body. It can give you stomach disorders. It can also even lead to death. So we're not going to worry. We know God is in charge. We're not going to have this anxiety. We're not going to be anxious for anything. We're not going to let worry dull our day. We want to have a bright day serving the great I am. We want the countenance of our God to be on our face. We want people to look at us and say, oh, my gosh, what is that about you? We want people, even if they're mean, even if they're not smiling, they may say to you, girl, I don't know, and let me say, boy, men, boo, whatever the term is these days, I'm not sure, but they're going to say to you, I don't know what it is about you, but you have such joy on you. I need what you have. So go and brighten up somebody's day. Go and solve a problem. Give worry no place at all in your life because your God is in charge. And in 1 Peter 5, verses 7, give all your worry, all your cares to God. Why? He cares about us. He loved us so much that he gave us his best. He loves us so much that he doesn't want us to worry. He loves us so much that his son, our Lord, our Savior, he did everything. He didn't sin, but he went through every single thing that we went through, that we will go through. And you know what? He overcame. He said it's finished. So worry is finished. Don't worry. Don't worry. It's done. And in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, and this is the New Living Translation, and it says, and now, TMC family, Robin, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing, fix your thoughts on what is true and what is honorable and what is right and what is pure and what is lovely and what is admirable. Think about those things that are excellent and worthy of the praise. And I'm going to add this, the praise to our King, the praise to our God, the praise to the one that's sustaining you. So think about those things. Trust him, your Lord, with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. Trust God in every single thing. Believe, believe, believe that he got it. Believe that he has you. Know that it's great. Give him the worry. Give him the praise. Give him every single thing you're concerned about. And you know, don't take it back. He's in charge. He has the power. He's giving you everything that pertains to life and godliness. We will not worry because our God is in charge. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Praise God. Praise God. Can you hear me, Minister Robin?
Yes, I can, sweetheart.
Oh, okay. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that powerful word this morning. It is definitely an on-time word. Thank you so much. And we will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction before we go into our second half of our call. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you, and we honor you, and we glorify you, because truly this is the day that you have made, and we definitely will rejoice and be glad in it. We so appreciate you, Father, for being the God that you are. And, Lord, even though we don't understand everything that's going on, Lord God, you have all power in your hands. And, Father, our faith lies in you. We're trusting fully in you. And, Lord, we ask you all of our shortcomings, all of our unbelief, Father, forgive us. And, Lord, set us in place. Help us to stay steadfast on you. Stay focused on you, realizing, God, that you have everything in control. We thank you for this woman of God who delivered this word powerfully, O God, to remind us, Father, that we can trust in you with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding. Father, you even told us in your word that the sufferings of this world can be compared to the glory that you will instill in each and every one of us. We thank you, Father, for placing into Minister Robin the virtues of love, peace, joy. Lord, just saturate her with everything that she needs. Lord God, we thank you for restoring to her in all that she needs, Father. We thank you that you're blessing her going out, blessing her coming in, blessing everything her hands touch and where her feet tread. We thank you, Father, that you have given her the mind of Christ to stay steadfast on you. Bless her family and those that concern her, Father. We thank you, Lord, for every good and perfect gift coming from you that has overtaken her in such a mighty way. And, Father, we thank you for our very own Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. Lord, we know that, Lord, that this call is going forth, Lord God, because you have stood firm in their hearts and their minds, Lord God, to stay steadfast on you. And we thank you, Father, for keeping them in perfect peace in all their ways. Lord God, we thank you for every individual on this call. And we ask you, Father, that you continue to strengthen them throughout this weekend, Father. Let them know, Father God, that all that they do is only to glorify you. And we glorify you, Father, for Artists International, Artists Life, O God. We ask that you continue to strengthen, keep them, Lord God. We ask you, Father, that you place your hands in a mighty way, Father, that we see that nobody but you are doing the work through it, throughout this organization, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for everything that's concerning us. We ask you, Lord, to help those that are searching for Jessica, oh God. We thank you, Father, that she will be found. We glorify you, Father, that you know where she is. And we thank you, Lord God, that everything is still working together for the good of those that love you. We thank you, Father, for the bereaved families, Lord, Dolores family, and all those that we don't know, Lord God, comfort them like never before. And we thank you for healing those, Lord, that needs healing. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray and say amen. Well, TMC family, we thank you for joining us again this morning. And definitely listen to this call. You have the weekend to hear the replay. And that number is 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677-POUND. And remember that we are going into our second half of with your prayer requests and praise reports, so we definitely want to pray with you as well as give God glory along with you. And after this call is the morning motivational call, which is 641-715-3865. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. We thank you so much, Minister Jackie Henderson, for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the joy of the Lord, and enjoy yourself with your family. And we thank you, Minister Robin, for giving us that sound word, that profound word, to remind us that we don't have to worry about anything as long as we put our trust in the Lord. So would you please come back and give us our benediction in this first half, and then after that, you will hear the voice of our very own co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Prairie View, Texas. Minister Robin, to you.
Thank you, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away.
Lord, you are the true God. You are the living God, and you are our everlasting King. We know that you hear our prayers, Lord, and all the things that are going on, we give it all to you. We're not going to worry. None of this is taking you by surprise. How mighty, Father, are your wonderful, wonderful, wonderful works. And your kingdom is an eternal kingdom. So we say thank you. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for all that you are doing for us, your family, the TMC family, and our extended family, and this country, in the name of Jesus. I love you.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, woman of God, for that powerful word today, reminding us, as the King James would say, be anxious for nothing. You reminded us not to worry about anything. And we thank you so much, Minister Robin, for all you do. And that truly, as our host reminded us, was an on-time word. Well, thanks also to our prayer general who hosted our call today, Minister Brenda, and our beautiful silver fox, Minister Jackie. Enjoy yourself and your family. We'll be lifting you up in prayer. Well, I am Dr. Vanessa from Prairie View, Texas, honored and grateful for each and every one of you I see on the board this morning on the master's call. And as true to the vision God gave us back October 25th in 2010 when we started this journey, that this call is to undergird the family of Artists International and truly the body of Christ. We're excited and always grateful when you allow us to pray, to petition heaven, and to celebrate with you in your praise reports. So at this time, as we do every is open. All you have to do is hit star 6, then 1, and it will bring you into our queue, and we'll take your prayer requests, and we'll be excited to hear your praise reports. We definitely, as Minister Brenda did, already pray. We want to join in concert with her and continue to pray for the safe return of Jessica Johnson Holton. Many of you all know she just came up missing July 22nd. She's down in the islands. She was a very active artist distributor in California, and married and relocated to the Caribbean and has been missing. And so we are joining with her family to pray earnestly for her safe return. We also saw the transition of one of our dear artist members, Dolores Rock. She spells that a Rock, R-O-Q-U-E. If you want to go look up on Facebook, she's been coming out for many years to our artist convention, very active in Shreveport area. We will be celebrating her life tomorrow in Shreveport. She was part of our First Ladies organization along with Minister Charlie Lewis out of Cedar Hill. Was her classmate and I think brought her into the business. So we are lifting up the Rock family because she is part of our artist family, keeping them in prayer. She had a massive heart attack, I think it was, last week on the 22nd. And so they'll be celebrating her life tomorrow in Shreveport, and we want to keep that family lifted up in prayer. We have plenty to pray about for. Definitely our other TMC family member, Minister Ada, has been excitingly preparing for tomorrow. Minister Ada Grace with Abraham's Day is tomorrow in Brooklyn, New York at the park. You've heard her tell her story about how it was named and how important it is. And over 30 volunteers from her church and people from her family are all headed to be a part of that celebration for the family tomorrow. So let's keep Minister Ada and Doug Grace lifted up for the great success of that event in Brooklyn, New York. So again, *6, then 1, and it'll bring you into the queue, and we will be excited to hear your prayer requests and honored to cover and join with you in celebration of your praise reports. This is your time. This is delegated. We are always lifting up Artists International. Yesterday was honored to be on a call for the clergy, for the ministers. Papa asked to speak with us. And whenever you have an owner wanting to always hear the heart and always fortify the faith, that is the first pillar of this company. And it was great to hear his voice and Alejandra and Alfredo's voice yesterday with many clergy on the line. So keep us all in prayer as we, many of you know the power of prayer. That's why we take this time every Friday. So that call went very, very well yesterday. So continue during this season of transition and change, even for artists, to keep artists in your prayers. 26 years, they've seen many dangers, seen and unseen, many times of challenge and triumph. And so we're going to continue to lift them up in prayer. All right, I think that's all I have. We only have one in the queue so far, our regular. Ms. Camilla, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning.
On Friday.
Good morning, Doctor. Good morning. Thank you so much. How are you today?
We're always blessed and highly favored.
Good. Well, I just want to give God praise just for everything. This week has been very uplifting. We had youth revival Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at my church. And then yesterday we visited another church for their youth revival. And then every fourth Thursday of the month, we do from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. prayer, praise, and worship. And one thing that I could say is I've been a prayer warrior for many years, and the seats have never been filled up during that time. And I think it's because people look at the time and not the blessing. You know, for being in church for 4 hours, and you know, they don't have to stay. They can come for 5 minutes, pray, praise, testify, and leave. But it's always a blessing to me because you get, there's no distraction. You know, you get to go into God's kingdom, and you just get to think about, even though your situation may be horrible in the flesh in your eyes, but you get to sit down and actually think about, if you could think about from the time as a child you can remember to today, you would never be able to count how many blessings that you truly, really have. And it gives you the opportunity to reflect and to speak to God, you know, amongst other people and testify, and just so uplifting. And normally people would, you know, you hear a lot of people complain, we've been in church all week, but I'm thankful that I'm amongst those that understand that it's not just about going to church all week. It's about the blessing. It's about that in this time so much is going on that why wouldn't you want to be in such a sacred and holy and blessed place? I wouldn't want to be nowhere else. I keep myself around God's people because I know that outside of that is nothing but destruction. And so
amen.
I'm thankful
right,
today
to say that. We're going to bring it in. We thank you for that. So is there anything else you want to let us know this morning? Because we got the queue filling up. So we're happy you had such a powerful revival.
I just wanted to know. I don't have nothing else. I just wanted to give praise because I was about to go in. I'm glad you brought me back in. That's how filled I am. But thank
bring,
you.
I'll bring you back. All righty, my sister. We love your zeal, and we do appreciate you. All righty. And we lost her. Wow, I saw you in the queue, Miss Charlie. I don't know if you wanted to give us more specifics about the homegoing of your friend. So if you could hop back in the queue, that would be great. All righty. We want to head out to Fayetteville, Georgia. And good morning, good morning. Our chemist, our friend, our sister, Miss Wendy Dawson, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. Miss Wendy, unmute yourself because you're unmuted on the board. Okay, then we lost her. Okay, we're going to get these folks back. Don't worry about it. We'll keep moving. 850, is it 8473? Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, good morning. This is Eleanor Blackwell in Fort Walton Beach, Florida. Good morning.
Good morning, dear.
Good morning. I just want to give a praise report. My team leader is Brenda Terrell, and I thank God for her passionate heart. And I haven't said anything for the past 2 weeks. I have been undergoing chemotherapy. And Brenda reached out to, I believe, Minister Tiffany. And as I was headed out the door, I got a text from Brenda, and she said, Tiffany said, to take 4 ounces of red LaVie. So I turned around and I went back and took some red LaVie. And when I went to get my chemo, they were able to get a vein. I didn't get sick. I had energy. And sure enough, yesterday, I had to go again for another series of chemo. And I said, well, let me take some more red LaVie. My girls have started taking red LaVie. Sure enough, I go to get my chemo. I come back. I have energy. I was able to sit up to 10:30 last night and listen to Hillary Clinton's outstanding speech to the nation. And I said, and I still have energy. I got up this morning, took a bath, that I'm fully dressed. And I say, I just want to thank you for the compassion, the empathy, and the concern and the caring that the other distributors have for each and every one. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Brenda and Tiffany, so very much. And then I have a prayer request. While I was sitting there, there was a lady there by the name of Anita Jackson. I would like to request prayer for her. She has stage 4 breast cancer, and all this week she is undergoing 5 different types of chemo. She's lost her hair, and next week she has to have a double mastectomy. Of course, I mentioned the artist products to her. She's supposed to give me a call sometime next week. And that's all I have. And thank you
Amen. Those are the kind of prayers reports that you write, Miss Tiffany, will quickly let us know what we need. And I tell you, that is the power. We don't realize what we have in our hand, that red LaVie, and for her to feel better going through the horrible ordeal of chemo, and then to be able to give the cells what they need. Well, I tell you, she's back on the line, and she definitely knows all about it on the cellular level. The chemist, good morning, Miss Wendy. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning. Can you hear me, Pastor V?
I can hear you loud and clear, my sister.
Oh, I'm so grateful for you all in this call and that I am able to be heard this morning. Praise God. But I want to give a praise report. And I'm telling you, whew, God, Jesus, I just have to say, when I left school this past school year, the last week of school on Monday, the administrators called me to the office and asked me if I would be available this year, this coming school year, to do a long term for a gifted bio class and an environmental science class. And I told them, they said, well, it'll be from like September until the holidays because we have one science teacher that's pregnant and she'll be having a C-section, so she'll be out for a little bit longer. So I said, sure. I said, okay, well, since my husband passed, typically his income always covered the summer and my artist money was supplement. Well, since my husband has gotten a new home now, Evan, my artist money is front and center. So now I have to take care of bills with that, and I can't get my products like I usually do, because usually I just like pile up in the summertime. So I called the school. I hadn't heard anything, and I said, well, I'm just checking to see, you know, if I'll be doing this long term. They said, well, we need to check with so-and-so, and we'll call you back. Now, this was a week ago. I still hadn't heard. Well, over a week ago, I get a call from another science teacher that I work with at the high school who teaches gifted chemistry, which is my area, and honors chemistry. And she and her husband have been believing God for 13 years to have children. And they've been the last 3 years actively doing all of the fertility stuff. So the last day of school, last semester, I was on my way out, locking my door. And I went to her classroom and I said, all right, little mama. I said, you have a blessed summer and I'll call you. And she's not used to that kind of verb. It's a sweet Caucasian lady. And I said, well, you know, we have to call those things that be not as though they are until they are. She said, yes, you're right. Well, she called me Thursday pregnant with triplets. I said, praise the Lord. And then she asked me, can you do a 5-month long term for me because they're going to put me on bed rest? I was like, oh, my God. So that means that I don't even have to be concerned, well, which I wasn't concerned anyway, about the first one they ask about that they still have not contacted me about, because she's already called me to do 5 months of long-term for her. So God is faithful. We just truly trust and rest. He always works out our details for us. Thank you so much for letting me share, and I'm enjoying this call. Thank you for this platform. Pastor V, I love you so much.
I love you more, and that is an awesome testimony. And only you will be excited about teaching honest chemistry when you say it. I went, woo! I remember that course. I remember those lab charts. I had a flashback, and it wasn't a quickening, but I'm so glad it brings you joy. Hallelujah this morning, because you were truly the chemist. I don't think most folks even caught it when you said, oh, that was so exciting to teach honest chemistry. I went, woo!
I
love you too. She is such a blessing, and I mean, any of you all have heard her teach about the body magic, about the products on the cellular level. Her chemistry comes shining through. So we praise God for her. We just thank you this morning for calling in. I don't see Miss Charlie. She must have had to go to the other call, but again, this is her dear friend, Dolores Rock. We're going to be keeping in prayer. I think I've got everybody before we go to prayer on this faithful Friday. We had an awesome word from Minister Robin, and reminding us, just like Sister Wendy's testimony, you know what? When you just don't worry, when you leave it with the Lord, He does. That's when that Ephesians 3:20, He does the exceeding abundantly above. More than we could ask or think. Well, all righty. I don't see anybody else coming into queue, and we want to go on and have our time of prayer and just bombard heaven, knowing that this God we serve always hears, but even more importantly, He answers prayer. Father, we love you. We adore you. We magnify your name. And on this Friday, thank you that this call, the Master's call, all about you, Daddy God, our Master, we always will have a mind, a heart, and a hunger to pray. So as we come in to pray, your word tells us to enter boldly into the throne room of God where we can have your peace, your provision, and your presence in our lives. So today we ask you, Father God, as we know you hear and you answer all these prayers, we lift up Jessica Johnson Houghton to you. You know exactly where she is. We continue to send the words of peace. We continue to send the words of protection. We continue to say, God, you lead and guide their steps to exactly where she is. We curse and cancel the assignment of the enemy against this daughter of Zion. And we will bombard heaven and just curse and cancel every demonic fiery dart that has been hurled against her. We speak peace to her family, to her husband, and we just thank you. Your kingdom come, your will be done. We lift up and rejoice with Minister Ada Grace as she starts her Abraham weekend, her Abraham day. Father, they've worked diligently prepare for this today to create an atmosphere and an environment where the family will be fortified. We just thank you that the first institution that you ever made was the family. So we lift the family before the church, before any other institution, organization. God, your family is precious to you. So we thank you that this Abraham Day, the father of many nations, that spirit of a father will return to many in homes, and those homes that have the father, he'll take his rightful place in their home. And we just thank you for everything that is needed. We call in provision to undergird this vision of Doug and Minister Ada Grace. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you as we celebrate what you're doing in Artists International, this call foundationally formed to be the prayer, the birthing station for the will of God, your kingdom come, your will be done in Artists International. We lift up the Diaz de Leon family. Cover them by the blood of Jesus. We lift up the corporate office, the leadership, all the platinums, royal platinums, down, as I always say, to the advisor who said, I'm in last night. We're all leaders in your sight, in our circles of influence, all with what we do, what we say, where we go. Let you be glorified as the people of God are edified. Now we just thank you for Miss Camilla, her love and her zeal for you. Thank you for a blessed Youth Revival Week. Continue to stir up the gifts of God inside of your daughter. Continue to strengthen her faith and keep her focus firmly rooted and grounded on you. I just thank you that her entire family, for her son and her children, all of her children and her relationships with her mom and all the things she puts her hand to, we call them blessed. We thank you for our beloved Miss Eleanor Blackwell for a powerful praise report, how these products that we have, this Red Lviv, going into those cells, giving them strength, oxidizing them, cleaning them out, making them strong. And we just thank you that we call her your healed and your whole. And even for Miss Anita Jackson, breast cancer is a name, and it has to bow to the name of Jesus. We curse and cancel the spirit of death. We thank you, Daddy God. We thank you, Daddy God, for being with her in her journey. And we just ask you to stir up her heart where she will contact Miss Eleanor and get the product so that this journey will be eased and she will come out healed and whole on the other side. Oh, Father, I thank you that as we continue to lift up the Dolores Rock family with her transition and as an artist family, let her feel... let that family feel the prayers of her artist family. Father, traveling mercies even for Charlie as she heads those 3 hours down to Shreveport. And for all those who will be coming, we just send words of comfort, for she was a light and a matriarch to many. So we thank you for her strength, her legacy, and her lineage that will always be celebrated. Now, Father, we thank you for the chemist. We love Miss Wendy. We thank you for her strong support and conviction for you. We thank you for this powerful testimony. You have always promised that your Jehovah Rapha would be there. And even as the message today encouraged our hearts to worry about nothing, I thank you. You know the desires of our heart. You know her name is chemistry. So I thank you for moving on the heart of this mother of triplets to me to ask Wendy to come in. And we just thank you that this time she will be such a light to those students, to her co-workers. And even as she teaches the honors chemistry, her light in that place will lead others to you. We just thank you that we speak to the womb of this co-worker, that she will carry these babies full term, that she will, they will be healthy and whole, and this will be a joyous time in you. We just thank you, God, that you bring around her those who will speak life and life more abundantly to that womb. So we just thank you for all of those spoken and unspoken prayer requests. We thank you, Father, from all over this country on this board, people have called in. Thank you for the co-founder there in Monticello, Mississippi, for her life and continuing to speak strength and healing and health to her body. I thank you for this new venture you've given her that excites her and motivates her to go out and save lives and help others, to be that ambassador of the good news as she is so anointed and appointed to do. Now, Father, as we leave this call, we will never leave your presence. We embrace the mandate to be your ministers. We embrace the word today that we are not to worry. Again, we speak virtue back into our speaker for today. Continue to stir up the gifts of God in Minister Robin. Continue to bless the works of her hand, her works with the girls that she ministers to and pours into all the love. Thank you for complete healing and restoration of her father. Thank you for those nephews she loves so dearly, that they will always know you and serve you. For relationships, Father, that will be solid, rooted, and grounded in you. We just speak the blessings of God into Minister Robin, for as she freely poured into us, pour back into her. Now we go out excited. We go out knowing that we know that we know that we know that you're our deliverer, that you're our provider, that you're our peacemaker, that you're our restorer, that you're our waymaker out of no way, that you're our healing balm of Gilead, that you are whatever we need you to be. And Father, let us be what you've assigned us to be. Thank you that this call will always be a refreshing station, will always be a rejuvenation place to get your hopes and your heart refreshed, revived, restored. And Father, redirect it often to be on target in time for you. So we love you. We adore you. This weekend, be with us. Oh, Father, God bless America. As we've witnessed two conferences, two conventions, there's inconsistencies in your word on both sides. But we thank you that you said that you would work all things together for your good. We even thank you for history being made last night. But Father, that you are restoring and you are redeeming the time of many women who've gone and not seen examples. We thank you for knowing that the ceiling is shattered and the sky is our limit. And as children of God, we go out expecting a miracle, expecting the exceeding abundantly, expecting the success. As we do our part, you've promised to do more than we could ever dream, imagine, or hope for. Now we seal it by the blood, we seal it in the authority of the name of Jesus, and we decree and declare in our lives, victory, victory, victory. Amen and amen and amen. Go out and have a phenomenal weekend. And we look forward to hearing you, some of you, on the new morning motivational call, and others will hear you back on the Master's Call on Monday. Be blessed. Bye-bye.